The Night Journey. One calm night in Mecca, 1 year before the migration to Medina, the roof of the Prophet Muhammad's house was opened while he was sleeping, and the noble angel Gabriel came towards him. He opened his chest, removed his heart, and washed it with Zamzam water. He then brought a vessel made of gold containing wisdom and faith. He emptied the vessel into the noble chest of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then closed it up. Gabriel woke the Prophet, peace be upon him, and took him by his hand to the gate of the sacred Kaaba. There the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw a white creature, smaller than a mule, larger than a donkey, with wings on each side of its hind legs. The Prophet, peace be upon him, mounted the creature, and they took off north to Beit al-Maqdis in Jerusalem. This part of the journey is referred to as Al-Isra.
Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina.
After dismounting the creature, the Prophet, peace be upon him, entered Al-Aqsa Mosque and prayed 2 units. He then saw the prophets Moses, Jesus, and Abraham, peace be upon them all, and was instructed to lead them in prayer. Next, Muhammad, peace be upon him, mounted the creature again and set off, shooting out of the solar system into the heavens. This ascension is known as Al-Miraj. Gabriel led the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the lote tree. At this point of the Prophet's journey, Allah spoke to him directly and revealed to him the last verses of Al-Baqarah. It is during this miraculous journey that Allah made the daily prayers compulsory. Initially, 50 daily prayers for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers. After the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, received these instructions from Allah, he came down until he passed by Moses, who asked about the acts of worship Allah had prescribed for him. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, informed him about the 50 prayers, Moses said, "Your people will not be able to perform 50 prayers each day. I tried the people before you. I had to deal with the children of Israel, and it was very difficult for me. Go back to your Lord and ask him to reduce the burden on your people." The Prophet, peace be upon him, did so, and Allah reduced it by 10. But when he came by Moses again, he suggested that he return and request a further reduction for the same reason, so he returned. Muhammad, peace be upon him, continued to go back and forth between his Lord and Moses until Allah said, "There will be 5 prayers every day, each being rewarded as 10, thus making it equivalent to 50 daily prayers. The Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by Moses once more and informed him of the 5 daily prayers. Moses repeated that he should go back again. However, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I have asked my Lord till I am too shy to face him. I accept this and submit to him." On this journey, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was taken to paradise, where he saw dwellings made of pearls and their soils made of musk. He was also taken to hell, where Allah revealed to him scenes from the future. He saw people receiving terrible punishments for different sins. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then returned home to find his bed still warm.